And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hi everyone, it's Janelle Petrosino, Level 2 Integrative Health Practitioner and Personal Trainer here with you today, and I'm really just so motivated today to talk about something that has been on my heart and on my mind. It's actually something that has helped me on my journey. It's a tool that I use to help a lot of my clients, and it's just something that I feel like could really bless you this week. So I'm really excited to dive in, but just a little bit about me. If you're new to our channel, I specialize in helping people overcome underlying gut imbalances as well as healing fertility naturally. So if you ever want to learn more about my, please visit my website at intuitivehealthjp.com. Okay, so today I want to talk about sacrifice. It is a huge part of changing your life for the better in healing and acclimating to lifestyle adjustments that are more aligned with your goals. And it's just a topic that comes up so often, no matter really what I'm doing, whether I'm working as an IHP or I'm personal training someone, or I'm even like having a conversation with my kids. Sacrifice is just a huge part of life and a huge part of change. And I can't tell you how often I have conversations with people that are like, I know all the things to do, I just can't do it. And a lot of times I'm like, okay, well, why not? And the conversation usually leads somewhere that is like, well, I am lacking the motivation, or I'm lacking the accountability, or I get really weak on the hard days and I just don't show up the way that I know that I want to show up, or maybe that I know deep down that I can show up. And I think it really just comes down to the fact that, let's just admit it, let's just put it out there, change is really hard. If change wasn't hard, then everyone would be changing their life every day for the better, and it would come really naturally. The reason why it is not coming naturally for a lot of us is because it's outside of our comfort zones. So as humans, we get really comfortable with our routines and our regimens that keep us in a space where we're maybe not getting too vulnerable or doing things that are too much of a stretch outside of our comfort zone. And so what ends up happening is sometimes the things that are really easy to do also then become really easy not to do. And we become complacent, or maybe we turn a blind eye, or maybe we convince ourselves that we'll start tomorrow or Monday or whatever it may be. But what ends up happening is sometimes when we succumb to those comfort zones, we are actually sacrificing what we want most for what we want in the moment. And I get really fired up when I talk about this, because it's a realization that I had to come to on my own in my own healing journey, that sometimes I am sacrificing what I want most for what I want in the moment. And it became this conversation that I started to have with myself, this self-awareness around every decision that I made. You know, am I making this decision in alignment with what I really want here? Or am I just living in the moment from moment to moment and not really putting any effort or any thought into what the repercussions are, where this is going to lead me? And I really had to like do a gut check. You know how I feel about the gut? I had to do a gut check. And I was like, okay, Janelle, you're not seeing results because you're sacrificing what you want most for what you want in the moment. And so this is my first tip for you. I want you to start asking yourself this question on a regular basis. Like before you eat the bag of chips after work, or skip the gym, or go out and drink more than you planned on, or staying up past your bedtime every night scrolling on social media, whatever it is, something that happens that ends up leaving you feeling kind of like crap after you've kind of dropped the ball a little bit. And I want you to ask yourself before you make that decision, am I sacrificing what I want most for what I want in the moment? And if the answer is yes, then hold up. That's a red flag. You need to kind of pivot in that moment and say, well, what is it that I want most? And I think what's so important is that you always are very clear on your why and what you're here to do and what you want to achieve, and remind yourself of your ultimate goal. So I'm just going to explain from the perspective of fertility, because I work with a lot of couples and women that are working on their fertility. In the situation of fertility, you know, what you want most is you want to heal your fertility. You want to get a positive pregnancy test. And sometimes there's going to be things in your day-to-day life that are not aligned with that, like going to the drive-thru every day and eating processed junky food and maybe overindulging in gluten and dairy and skipping meals and running on caffeine. Like, maybe in the moment those things sound better and maybe those things are easier, but ultimately anyone that is trying to get pregnant should really be nourishing their body and lowering their stress and not skipping meals and making sure they're getting adequate rest. And sometimes it's just so easy to feel like our goals only rely on a couple of handful of things, but really every decision that we make in our life impacts our goals and impacts our results. And so let's use another example. Say you have some serious joint pain issues and you are suspicious that you have gluten and dairy sensitivity, because every time you consume pasta or pizza, you have really sore joints. Making that association is huge, because a lot of people have food sensitivities. I would say about 90% of people do in 2024. Shocker, right? But like, there are a lot of people that maybe like try to go gluten-free and then they go out on the weekend and it's like, oh, they succumb to the temptation of having that delicious looking pizza, and then they're dealing with the repercussions all week. You know, sometimes it's easier in the moment to just do what you want to do and do what everyone else is doing. But what if you just had that one little tool where you reminded yourself in the moment of what happened last time, or what it's going to feel like when you like remind yourself the next day that, dang it, now I'm going to probably be suffering from joint pain for 6 or 7 days as a result. Was it really worth it? And here's the thing. Sometimes the answer is going to be yes. Sometimes the answer is going to be like, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. I needed a piece of pizza. I'm human. And you know what? Own it. Own those moments. But I guarantee you that more times than not, the answer is going to be no, because you want to reach your goals. You want to build confidence and trust in yourself, and you want to move forward. You want to prove to yourself what you can achieve. And so we hold this power within us. It's literally like a superpower, and we have the power to make a decision and to pivot and to adjust the things that we're doing to support ourselves. And in the process, so many people recognize that they can still enjoy the process. They can still enjoy life. They could still go out with friends. They could still be social. They could still sleep in and do all the things, but also earn and gain results along the way. And so I really want to empower you to start tapping into that this week. And it literally is just like a daily practice. You know, you kind of have a lot of daily practices. You brush your teeth, you shower, you hopefully most of you eat breakfast. Those are daily practices that we don't even really think about because they're just like part of our life. And this should just become part of your life too. Every single decision that you make, just a quick check-in. Am I going to regret this? Or this is easy to do, but just as easy not to do. So maybe I should probably be doing it, right? So that's the thing. Like, a lot of the little mundane tasks that we do from day to day, they seem so like insignificant, but ultimately over time compiled days, weeks, months, those little decisions are what make up your journey. And so I want to challenge you this week. I really want you to get outside of your comfort zone and be aware. Bring awareness to the decisions that you're making and the habits that you're indulging in. And if it's something that you know plain as day is just not aligned with your goals, then why not trying making a little adjustment? So what might this look like? Maybe you're really craving a donut. You're really craving a donut and your joints are sore as heck when you eat gluten. And in the past, you know, it's only once a week. It's only once every couple of weeks you do it. But this time, what if you just decided to get a gluten-free donut and give it a try? I mean, what could happen? Maybe you don't like it. Maybe you recognize that you don't even really need a donut. Maybe you realize that you can enjoy gluten-free donuts and live pain-free, right? Same thing with your fertility. It's like, what happens if you dedicate 6 months to completely optimizing and prioritizing your health, your nutrition, your stress management, your sleep, your mindset, your faith, all of those foundational things that we like to assume like, I know. But no, like really, those are the things that are going to build your fertility back up. If you are not experiencing a menstrual cycle or you are having an irregular one, like that's your body's way of saying like, hey, something's off. So what would happen if you did that? Like you'd get your health in order, and your health and your fertility are directly related. So you could really apply this to anything that you're working hard on. For me, I'm on a functional medicine liver detox. I think last time we talked about this topic, I was doing the modified breastfeeding version, but I have since stopped breastfeeding and I am on day 14. Very proud of this accomplishment so far, but I've had to ask myself this a lot of times. I'm sorry, but it is hard being on a detox and you're on your autophagy days and your family is eating in front of you and it's like, oh my gosh, can I actually do this? And I just have to continuously practice this conversation in my head. Do I want this more, this plate of dinner that's going to last for 5 minutes, more than what I want most, which is getting my body back in order, seeing improvements in my blood work and supporting, you know, lowering my toxic burden and healing my thyroid. That's what I really want. And sometimes I just need to remind myself. And maybe that's just what you need too. You know all the things. You've said it before. I know what I need to do. I gotta exercise. I gotta eat better. I gotta, you know, take things off my plate and lower my stress. But maybe this is the tool that actually helps you to do it. You know my other favorite saying, knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is everything. So knowing this about yourself and then taking action and doing something different is what's going to help you get from wanting and yearning for something and actually going out and getting it for yourself. I believe in you. So if you're having a hard time believing in yourself, borrow my belief. I cannot wait to see you back here next week. I hope this was helpful. And if you ever have any questions about any of the topics, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram or our personal social media accounts. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.